This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton and Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood vie for first place in the news. Over the weekend, Clinton affirmed her undying support for abortion even through the ninth month, this with no major media labeling her extreme. And the House Oversight Committee is planning to ask Planned Parenthood Chief Cecile Richards to explain to Congress the apparent violation of federal law in videos investigating Planned Parenthood. The move to ban abortions after 20 weeks moves on with a U.S. Senate vote this week. The measure takes into account the pain children feel perhaps long before 20 weeks gestation. In Cuba, Pope Francis is already saying we must protect the vulnerable from threats like abortion. While self-described progressives hope for something less during his U.S. visit, Francis has already made it clear that, as he put it, it is not progressive to try to resolve problems by eliminating a human life. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe that life naturally begins at conception within women and requires a yes on the part of women to be realized. Therefore, women are at the heart of a true culture of life. We are 100% pro-woman, pro-life. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
As Scott Walker drops out of the race for the presidency, Carly Fiorina is picking up steam, and she is doing so by showing the strength of her convictions on abortion. Over the weekend, she went after media elites for ignoring the substance of recent videos investigating Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.